You're listening to SBS News.
From fires to floods, the area south of Batemans Bay has seen it all. Where 6 weeks ago there were flames, today there is green grass and running water. Dairy farmer Peter Lavis explains.
The look of it at the moment doesn't do it justice of what the fire actually was like. Yeah. But it is nice, a bit of rain, it'll make a big difference.
The hope is that things will start to return to normal this week as power is restored. Peter Lavis has had to throw out milk twice a day, every day, for the past 6 weeks.
Weren't able to have hot water to wash the lines and stuff out in the dairy, so it would have been a bit contaminated, and weren't able to cool the milk.
But for another type of farmer, the rain isn't a reason to celebrate. Ash and debris has washed into the Clyde River, a major oyster-growing area. Growers like Rod Terry are collecting the baskets that broke loose.
I've seen the 74 flood, and this is only a baby compared to that. But as far as, you know, the other damage goes, it's a lot worse than I've ever seen.
Rod Terry also lost infrastructure in the fires, and now these floods are just another setback.
I actually do farmers markets. I've got a in Canberra. That's been very good for me, and I won't be back there, fingers crossed, I won't be back there until about March the 7th. Hopefully I'll have some nice fat oysters by then.
But with the deluge comes danger. The State Emergency Service has conducted numerous rescues, including one of a man found clinging to a tree in Bega. He'd been there for more than 10 hours. The rain is welcome news for the local rural fire service, though, and Mark Williams from Shoalhaven RFS says crews will be celebrating after the Currawan fire was officially declared out.
Fatigue, rest, celebration, relief, sighs, you name it. There would have been a mix of emotions right through the gambit.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.